الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أقرب ما يكون العبد إلى ربه عز وجل وهو ساجد أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected Ulama-i-Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, even a cursory glance of Quran and Hadith, one resplendent fact becomes clear as daylight in front of one. The extreme compassion and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni anal ghafoorur rahim. Inni anal ghafoorur rahim. Verily, without a doubt, I am very, very forgiving, very, very merciful. That is the shan of rahimiyat, rahmaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, even a cursory glance of Quran and Hadith sees this displayed resplendently, clear as daylight. Allah Ta'ala constantly gives us opportunities, stimulus, encouragement to put a halt and brake on a life of disobedience and envelop and cover ourselves and drown ourselves in the compassion and mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One such clear example is this Mubarak and blessed month of Rajab. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala says the count of the months of the Islamic calendar are 12. From them we have elevated 4. Minha arba'atun hurum. Allah Ta'ala says that four of them are what we call sacred months. Thalath mutawaliyat. Ulama say three are consecutive. Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram. And the fourth of the sacred months is this month in which we currently are, the month of Rajab. A month which ulama say is the muqaddimah, is the introduction. It is the start. It is the reminder. It is the bringer of glad tidings of that great, what we call Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. Our imani spirit, our imani shock and intonation, our imani walwala should cause us already to start anticipating, awaiting the imminent arrival of that great guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this anticipation in advance, this excitement is illustrated by the beautiful dua which our noble master sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite at the sighting of the moon of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. that, O Allah, bless us, the sacred month of Rajab, bless us in it. And Shaban, and obviously, Maut to Muqaddar hai, death is already predetermined and ordained by Allah Ta'ala. We have no guarantee. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would couple this welcoming of the month of Rajab with the message for the ummah that this is the first step, the ladder. You are rising now towards Ramadan. So waballighna Ramadan. Allah cause us to remain alive for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Abu Bakr Warraq al-Balkhi rahimahullah. He used to say, مَثَلُ رَجَبْ مَثَلُ الزَّرَعْ. So he used to say the analogy or the example of the month of Rajab is like a farmer that plants the seeds. Obviously after you plant the seeds, you have to look after the crops, you have to water it. So he would say, مَثَلُ شَعْبَانْ سِقَالِ زَرَعْ. Shaban is the time when you will water the seeds. And obviously, what is the goal? The harvesting, to reap the return. So you would say, Mathalu Shaban, Mathalu Ramadan, Mathalu Hasad is Zara. The example of Ramadan is the time when you will reap the benefit, you will harvest the crops. Another analogy or saying of his, he would say, Mathalu Rajab, مَثَلُ الرِّيحِ. You should say the example of Rajab is like wind. Which wind? The wind that draws the rain clouds. مَثَلُ الْشَعْبَانِ مَثَلُ الْغَيْنِ. Shaban, the example is now, it is completely overcast. The rain clouds have gathered. The rain is imminent. مَثَلُ رَمَضَانِ مَثَلُ الْمَطَرِ. And the example of the month of Ramadan is when the rain, in other words, the torrential outpouring of the indescribable mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Mubarak month of Ramadan represents. In the commercial world we see it, in our day-to-day life also we see it, some great event is about to occur, we don't wait for that event. From advance, the preparation starts. In order to maximize the benefit of a particular event, you have to prepare in advance. This is a principle we accept in day-to-day life, in the same way in our deen. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, the stark irony and reality is that for many of us, we strive for perfection. In every department of life, in our careers, in our businesses, in fact, particularly in business, if things are stagnating, things are not progressing, profit is not increasing, we are not seeing betterment, we will have sleepless nights. It worries us. Unfortunately, the sad reality is that this same attitude, ideal, goal, objective, does not enter our deen. Ramadan last year, Ramadan this year, Rajab last year, Rajab this year, Salah yesterday, Salah today, Salah last year. If it is exactly the same, none of us are really concerned about that illa mashallah. Our deen, ulama explain what is this? How do they analyze this? They say, deen rasam ban chuke. Our deen has become a ritual. We are going through the motions. Our dunya is not a ritual. Dunya, we are striving for perfection. Deen, we have made it into a ritual. We have made it something customary. We are going through the motions. Classical example. This month of Rajab generally is associated with Mi'rajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Occasion of Jum'ah, limited time constraints. It is absolutely impossible to try to do justice to this topic in the limited time that we have at our disposal. There are certain aspects, particularly, we want to take cognizance of. One is Mi'rajun Nabi. First aspect, historically, the fact of the matter, whether it took place in Rajab or not, based on the reports of the Mu'arrikhin historians, based on a cursory glance at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we cannot say with absolute certainty which year Mi'raj took place and specifically which month it took place. It has become mashhoor, it has become famous. Generally, 27th of Rajab has been associated as the night when Mi'rajun Nabi took place. Exact year also is not even known. As I mentioned, for argument's sake, we will accept it occurred in Rajab, but this cannot be claimed with absolute authenticity. We are not going to go into the details of Mi'raj. Time is very, very limited. But to move away from this concept or idea of deen being a ritual or a rasam or going through the motions, what we are going to attempt to do, my respected brothers, is highlight certain asbaq and lessons. Haqai. What is the takeaway? What should Mi'raj or a discussion of it revive within us? What is the lesson of Mi'raj? What is the such a great miracle? Mind-boggling miracle. Allah Ta'ala describes this in the Quran, the first part of this journey, which ulama refer to as Isra. Isra is the land journey. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. First aspect I want to deal a little bit on. When Allah describes Masjidul Aqsa in the Quran, Biladul Sham, Syria as we know it today, obviously geographically it has shrunk tremendously from what Sham was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala describes that land, Barakna Hawla. It is a Mubarak and a blessed land. How blessed? Abul Anbiya, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of plus minus 4,000 Anbiya alayhi salam, grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, made hijrat to Palestine and passed away there. He is buried there. Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Zakaria alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, many, many Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam are buried. That is their resting place, Ardul Muqaddasa, Mubarak and a blessed land. So Mi'raj, ulama say it was not possible, conceivable at that time, particularly when the mode of travel was camel, financial circumstance and geographical positioning of Makkah Mukarrama, it was unlikely that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the short span of his nubuwwat would make the safar to Baitul Muqaddas. So one great goal that was achieved through this Isra, this journey that took place, that defied logic, science, technology, raised the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah made it such that the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his land touched that space of ground in which so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are buried, and which Allah Ta'ala said is Mubarak, it is a blessed piece of ground. On the other hand, one is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the barakat of in his lifespan going to this Mubarak land of Sham. On the other hand, ulama say the land of Sham was elevated. Baitul Muqaddas was elevated. Masjidul Aqsa was elevated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being taken there. We as an ummah today, what is our connection? Hearts are crying. No true person of Iman, his eyes can be dry when he becomes exposed to the carnage, to the bloodshed, to the persecution, to the level of zulm and oppression that is occurring right now to our blessed brothers and sisters who live in the precincts of Masjid al-Aqsa. The daily carnage, rivers flowing with their blood. No heart can be unshaken by this. What is our connection? It is possible. If Allah had not taken Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Masjid al-Aqsa, what would have been our association with Masjid al-Aqsa? Oh, that was the Qibla of the Jews. That was the Qibla of the Christians, of the other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And later on the Qibla was changed to Ka'batullah. But by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself during his lifetime being taken there, Allah elevated that place further in the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To such an extent, the riwayat of Umm Salima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, man ahalla bil hajj wal umra min al masjid al aqsa ila al masjid al haram ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa ma ta'akhkhar wa wajabat lahu al janna aw kama qala an nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who ties ihram from masjid al aqsa and then proceeds for hajj or umrah to masjid al haram, Allah will forgive all his past and future sins. Wa wajabat lahul jannah, and Allah will make jannat wajib for him. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Lamma faragha Sulaiman bin Dawood bin Binai Masjid al-Aqsa. After Sulaiman bin Dawood alayhi salam reconstructed Masjid al-Aqsa, he made three du'as. Amongst them was this dua, La ya'ti ahadun ila hadhal masjid, la yuridu illa salata fihi. That Allah make it such that anyone who undertakes a journey to Masjid al-Aqsa only with the intention of performing salah in Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah, forgive his sins, make him such ka yawmi waladathu ummuhu, like a newborn child, make him sinless. Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that once I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an awwali masjidin wudhiya fil ard, which is the first masjid that was placed on this earth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it is Masjid al-Haram. Malaika came down for the initial construction of Masjid al-Haram. Thumma ay, then ya Rasulullah, what was the second masjid placed on this earth? For that construction also initially, Malaika was sent down. He said it is Masjid al-Aqsa. Kam baynahuma, ya Rasulullah, what was the gap? Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Aqsa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 40 sana, 40 years later, after the construction of Ka'batullah that Malaika was sent down for, Allah Ta'ala sent down the Malaika for the construction of Masjid al-Aqsa. Mubarak, blessed, Ardul Muqaddasa, Ardul Manshari wal Mahshar, the resurrection of humanity, the plains of Mahshar, all that connected with Masjid al-Aqsa through this Mi'raj. One great hikmat was this connection that was created for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Masjid al-Aqsa by Allah Ta'ala, physically, bodily, in the space of a few seconds, time was stopped. Science was put on the back burner. The laws of physics and geology and chemistry, earth, wind, sand, water, everything put on one side. All that was brought to a halt. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like I said, because of time constraints, I'm not going to go into the detail. From the home of Ummihani to the Hatim, Shaqq Sadr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inshallah, on some other occasion, we will go through the details. But this was a clear statement, expression of the maqam, the status. We know our iman. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. He was خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. He was the seal of prophethood. He was the last prophet. Our iman. Not only was he the last prophet, he was the most virtuous of Allah's creation. He was Imam of the Anbiya. He was the absolute height. Like Allama Saadi rahimullah says, بعد از خدا بزرگ تو یہ قصہ مختصر. After Allah in majesty and greatness, you are the final word. Through Mi'raj, our leader In the masjid is the imam. He is our representative in Allah's court. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make your leader, make the most virtuous one amongst you your imam. So to show this to the entire humanity, Allah gathered all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam on that night in Masjid al-Aqsa. The post of the imamat was left open. That musalla was khali. Burraq was sent. Fawq al-himar dun al-baghal. An animal that was larger than a donkey, smaller than a mule, speed, lightning speed, sent to bring the imam of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. All were waiting, physically, practically. Allah Ta'ala laid it down, the seal was placed, that the greatest Nabi, no Nabi can come close to him to such an extent. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَشَهِدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ The verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, we took an oath, misaq, we took a promise from every Nabi, that if in your time Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, you will abandon your shariat and you will bring iman upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you will follow his way. He did not come in their time. He came after their time. So through Miraj this was shown. That salah, anyone will perform salah according to their shariat. Every Nabi had to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that salah. The salah of Musa alayhi salam's ummat was different. Isa alayhi salam's ummat was different. Ibrahim alayhi salam's ummat was different. Every Nabi came with a different shariat. Some were together, some came with new shariat. But at that time, Imam was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. So every Nabi had to perform that salah according to the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Clearly announcing to humanity the abrogation of every other way of life. Now till Qiyamah, Inna Deena Inda Allahi Al-Islam Wa Man Yabtaghi Ghayra Al-Islami Deenan Falan Yuqbala Min. Choose any other way of life. Even Anbiya were shown. My Nabi said, Law Kana Musa Wa Isa Hayyan Lama Wasi'atumuhuma Illa Tiba'i. If Musa and Isa alayhi salam also were alive today, they also would not get Jannat unless they followed the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Through this miracle of Miraj, this was enunciated, displayed clearly for humanity. He led the Salah, every Nabi followed him in Salah. In the same way, announcement to humanity that outside Salah, even Isa alayhi salam, when he comes down Qurbusa, he will announce to humanity that I will follow the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So one lesson for you and I to learn, that where is the justification in your nikah, in your dressing, in your day-to-day way of life, in your businesses, in your goals, in your ideal, in your appearance? Who have you made your imam? What is your role model? Are you following some culture? Are you following the ways of the Nasara and the Yahud? Are you following the ways of the people of Batil? You have been given that way of life that has abrogated every other way of life. You want to find Allah, you want to find Jannat, there is only one road for it. Even for Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like I said, time constraints. There are many, many asbaq, wisdom lessons that ulama-i kiram have highlighted about Mi'rajun Nabi. What was this distance? سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. Quran in these verses mentions the first part, إسراء. Second part, from Masjid al-Aqsa through the seven heavens. What is this distance? Scientifically, I'm not going to go into an astrology lesson. Just to give us some idea, you look up, these are mind-boggling distances. This earth, this 24,000 kilometer ball, compared just to the sun, It is said 1.3 million earths will fit in the sun. The sun, they estimate 93 million miles away. You look up, you see the sky. That blue, what you see, that horizon, that is not actually somehow dunya, that's not the first heaven, that's not really the sky. That is just a reflection on the ocean. Sun is 93 million miles away. Where is the somehow dunya? Where is the first heaven? How vast is this space? Like I said, I'm not going into an astrology lesson, just one simple example. They estimate that this entire space beneath the first heaven, they estimate is 92 to 93 billion light years. What is one light year? Light travels at 186,282 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers per second is the speed of light. Something moving at that unimaginable speed in 1 year will cover 9.461 trillion kilometers. 9.4 trillion kilometers is one light year. They say the space, look up, the vastness of it is approximately 92 to 93 billion light years. And this is just 3 to 5% where there is light. The rest of it is what they call dark matter, dark energy. They don't even know what is there. And all this is just somehow dunya, the first heaven. Physically, bodily, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taken above the first heaven, Adam alayhi salam. Second heaven, Zakariya, Yahya, Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. Fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam. Seventh heaven, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then taken beyond Sidratul Muntaha. Like somewhere in Norway, there's one flag, the end of the world. Earth is round, how they decided that's the end of the world, only Allah knows best. But use it as an example. Sidratul Muntaha. What does Sidra is a berry tree. What its shape or form is, we bring iman upon it. Because that is the word that Rasulullah used to describe this point. Muntaha means the last point. In other words, the end not of the world, the end of the universe. Taken to that point. And then the command, even malaika not allowed. It's mentioned the riwayat, their wings would be burned, they would be evaporated. Beyond that point, with other anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, what was the means of communication? Revelation would come down, books were revealed, malaika was sent down. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah physically, bodily takes him through the entire universe beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. Try and imagine the significance of this. What a statement this is of the maqam, of the status, of the position of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sight of Allah. That Allah tells us, kiraman katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. Every moment, every movement you make, every word you utter, ma yalfidhu min qawl, illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Every human being, Allah says, every word, every movement is being recorded. Angels are with you. They are writing it down. Yet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mi'raj is taken to a point where there are no angels. It is only him and Allah, taken to a point where there are no angels, no witnesses, no record. Can we imagine what type of a communion must have occurred? What type of a conversation must have taken place? There was no one there to record that. Angels were not there also. What occurred, what transpired between Habib and Mahbub, between Allah and his beloved, besides them, no one else knows. Because there was no other creation of Allah at that point. How he must have poured his heart out. That maqam, that status, that position, Allah had taken him to, and what does he bring back from there? Try and appreciate this, understand this. What was the closest thing to his heart? His ummah. His whole life was for his ummah. I am not saying it. Quran says it. How many places Allah says in the Quran? لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ Oh my Nabi, are you going to kill yourself? Are you going to finish yourself? Are you going to give up your life? Worrying, my ummah, my ummah, my ummah. How is it possible that at that position he wouldn't have asked for his ummah? What actually took place, Allah knows best. But perhaps Allah knows best, wallahu alam, perhaps he asked Allah that, Ya Allah, you brought me to this position. Give my ummah something that will bring them to this position. Give my ummah something. That ummah which he never forgot. That ummah which he gave every second of his life for. How is it possible at that point that he would have forgotten this ummah? It is very, very possible that he said to Allah at that point, Ya Allah, you gave me kamal al-qurb. Give my ummah something. Give my ummah something that will cause them for the heavens and the earth and every distance to be shrunk. It is not a coincidence. It is the plan and design of Allah. It is the sabak of Miraj. It is the haqiqat of Miraj. It is the reality of Miraj. That this ummah was given salah. Salah. What is the salah? Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam. Ismail alayhi salam. Kana ya'muru ahlahu bis salati was zakah. Isa alayhi salam, from birth, Osani bis salati was zakah. Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam, Ya Maryam uqnuti, wasjudi, warka'i, ma'ar raki'in. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, aqimis salah, commanded, establish salah. And the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, not one time. One time was sufficient, but not one time, not two times, not three times, 10 times. Aqeemus salah, aqeemus salah, aqeemus salah, aqeemus salah. As if the mountain is saying to you, the river is saying to you, the trees are saying to you, the environment is saying to you, the sky is saying to you, the earth is saying to you, aqeemus salah, aqeemus salah. And a day is coming, a day is coming. Yawma yukshafu an saq wa yud'awna ila sujood. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ Allah says, on that day when the shin will be revealed, this is amongst the mutashabihat, I'm not going into the details, the terror of the day of Qiyamah, the magnificence, the grandeur, the austerity, the jalal, the azmat of Allah that will be revealed on the day of judgment. Quran describes it. Yawma yukshafu an saq. Instinctively, humanity, when this is revealed, they will fall into sajda. They will fall into sajda. But fala yastati'un. Allah says there will be a great group of munafiqeen, a great group of riyakar, a great group of humanity, who wahum salimun, when in this world Allah gave them health, Allah gave them the ability, Allah gave them the means, they heard 5 times a day, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. They heard from the members of the world this call, come to Allah, buyuti ila fil ardil masajid, my houses on this earth are the masjids, ummaruha, zuwaruha, those who will visit the masjid, those who will make the masjid abad, they are the guests of the masjid. Fatuba liman tatahhara fi baytihi thumma zarani, mubarak to those who made wudu at home. home and then they came for the ziyarat of Allah. Hayya ala salah did not fall on deaf ears. They came, they placed their foreheads on the ground. Aqrabu ma yakunu al-'abd ila rabbihi azza wa jalla wa huwa sajid. You cannot go closer. Every boundary, every obstacle. When Allahu Akbar, he said, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَأُ فَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيًّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَقْشَأُ. When you stand on that musalla and you say, Allahu Akbar, the earth is shrunk, the sky is shrunk, every heaven is shrunk. You are transported directly into Allah's court. You are knocking with your Allahu Akbar on the door of Allah's arsh. My Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken on Miraj. His ummah was given something that constitutes Miraj for every ummati. Allah has given you a means. Rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah. There is carnage and oppression in every direction. Depression, worry, this concern, that concern. Allah gave you a means. Connect with Allah. Cry out to Allah. A day is coming. If in this world you will not do it, Allah says, وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. On that day, you will want to fall into sajda. But the backs of those, the disgrace of that day, the embarrassment of that day, their backs will become hard like rocks of steel, and they will not be able to bow down before Allah. Time has run out. What is sajda? What is sajda? What was he given on that Miraj? Where Khaja Majzoob rahimahullah says, Jab me sajda me sar rakh do. Jab me sajda me sar rakh do. When I place my head on the ground, when I place my head on the ground in sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, to zameen ko asman kar do. This earth becomes the heaven. You are transported directly into Allah's court. Such a wasila, such a means this ummah was given. If we understand nothing else from Miraj, understand nothing else from Miraj, take this sabak, take this lesson. Open-heartedly accept the hadiya and gift that my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken to Allah's hudur and given, taken as a gift for this ummah, guarantee for your jannat. And let it be, we want the situation in Palestine to change, we want it in Syria to change, in Sudan to change, in Kashmir to change, wherever, whenever. Understand, Hazrat Maisoor Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, in this sajda, in this gift of Miraj, in the salah, Allah gave you the solution, that when the majma, like this masjid, is full in Jummah, if in Fajr it will be full, and Zohar it will be full, and Asr it will be full, and Maghrib it will be full, and Isha it will be full, not only will Allah give you sukoon, chain, itminan, peace in this world, not only will Allah be with you, not only will Allah's protection be with you, not only will your jannat be guaranteed, but the tide of change and the help of Allah will come. That is the sabak, that is the lesson. Stop being an ummah of rituals and rewards. Take the sabak, take the haqiqah, take the lesson. Make tawbah for being away from the masjid. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.